come this far by faith.
Amen.
Being a depending on God.
Amen.
We thank God for being here this morning. We thank God, man, for Dr. Marshall. Appreciate him as a son. And really appreciate his family. Appreciate being here with you all. Amen. Being here with the saints of God. It's so wonderful to enjoy the Lord together. It's so wonderful to enjoy the beauty of holiness in your life. It's a very beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful way to live. My times I think about it, and you all may be seated. Amen. Do not want to sing for you tonight. Today I don't think. Amen. We just want to just share a few words with you as God gives it to us. Amen. We want to talk to you and talk to you from the book of Jeremiah. Amen. The 18th chapter. Amen. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. There I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. As a vessel that he made of clay, he marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, and again as seemed good unto the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came and said unto me, saying, O house of Israel, can I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is the potter's hands, so are ye in mine hands, O house of Israel. Blessed to read, Lord, have blessed to read of the word. Amen. You know, we have here a beautiful story, and it's a sincere story. Jeremiah had some problems. First of all, he didn't want to do what God told him to do, and so God had to prepare him for that. And finally, when he got on God's journey, God had a message for him. He told him to go down to the potter's house, and the potter represents God working with our lives. And this, I want you to remember that as we think about God, and as we think about how he relates to our lives, we have to bring into account of what is it actually going to benefit us, how are we going to actually come out of it, and what are some of the problems in our lives. One of the things we find here in the book of Jeremiah, we find that the people of Judea had gone against God's word. They lied to God, they lied to each other, they lied to the fellow brethren. They had deceived many among them. They had a number of multiple problems. Amen. With honesty, with truth, and with doing the right thing. They were worshiping idol gods. They were doing a number of things. And God was very displeased with them. And that's why God sent Jeremiah down there to talk to them. And as they began to talk to them, and he began to try to reason with them, Lord spoke to him and said, look, these people, they have lied, they have killed, they have destroyed life, they have taken advantage of others, and they have actually murdered others, and they seem to have a way about them that they love to have it so. And then some time ago, God gave me a message some years back, amen, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. You know, it's a shame. It's a shame when you get off into a situation that you know is wrong and you know it's not right and you're just going to make it work anyway. It don't work. Amen. It don't work. It don't work. One songwriter said that, you know, it was a shame when I got to the motel. I was standing there and you and I were there and so was your husband. Something's wrong with the picture. Something is very wrong with the picture. But this is the day in which we live, where people take life and they think they can just do anything that they feel like doing with it. They can twist the word, they twist the truth, they make it a lie seem like the truth. There are a number of things that we do as people that we really should be ashamed of. But there seems to be an attitude that I just don't care. Because if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. It's a sad situation to be in. And this foul Jeremiah had to deal with the potter's house. Now, John said, speaking to Jeremiah, showing him this parable of the potter working on a wheel. I don't know if you've experienced that, to see a potter working with clay on a wheel. But as the wheel spins, he can shape it, he can twist it, he can make all kinds of shapes out of the vessel that he's making, and sometimes it comes out right, sometimes it doesn't. If it doesn't come out right, in this particular situation, the potter was just throwing it over to the side, and he started a new vessel. This happened a number of times. In fact, it happened many times. So when it was all over, God spoke to Jeremiah and said, now look, why can't I do this to my people? Well, I'm the potter, they're the clay. All they've got to do is yield themselves to me and let me make them as I would make them be. But the Lord wanted Jeremiah to do the job. He wanted Jeremiah to stand in the gap, amen, and to do what he was supposed to do as a man of God, as a leader of God, and to instruct the people in the right direction. Thank you, Jesus. As time went on, we find out that Jeremiah began to get the message, and he began to go ahead and talk to the people. He began to talk to them in regards to which way they were living and how they were going. And God inspired Jeremiah, and God began to bless Jeremiah. I want to get off of Jeremiah for a minute, and I want to talk about how God can change your life, how many people have many problems. This is the day in which we live that there are many challenges that face us from day to day. People have all kinds of problems, from drugs to alcohol to you name it, they're doing it. Amen. These things are challenges. Not only are they only outside the church, but they are also in the church. This is something we have to be careful of. We have to be aware that these things are happening among our congregations. We have to be aware that Satan is busy. And he's trying to destroy every soul he can destroy. He doesn't care if you're the preacher. He doesn't care if you're the deacon. He doesn't care if you're the missionary. He doesn't care what your position is. He's out to destroy you.
Amen.
He's out to destroy me. That's his prime objective. But thank God he's able to deliver us from whatever the problem is. God is able to deliver us. So I want to leave a message with you today. Let's just say, pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces.
You know, I always have gone through some things in life. I know I have. Amen. I've gone through some changes, some mind-bending, twisted stuff. But you know, I'm to God, I'm here by the grace of God.
Amen.
And I've come this far by faith. There were times when I felt like God had let me down. But God hadn't let me down. I had let God down. The problem was with me.
Amen.
It wasn't with God. His word is still the same.
Amen.
It hasn't changed. It's going to be the same after I'm dead and gone. Amen. So the problem was me. I had to learn how to adjust my life according to what God would have me to do. And I had to make changes in my life. And I realized that I had to pick up some pieces. A lot of times when you make a decision and you make some bad decisions, things don't go the way you planned for them to go, and they become a mess. You know, we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
Yeah.
Well, some of us don't leave them there. We take them to the Lord, then we go pick them up. And then we're going to try to fix it ourselves.
Amen.
I feel like I can do a little better job. You know, it's comical sometimes when you look at it, but it's serious about it. It's really a sad situation that you'd be that stupid. You couldn't fix it in the first place, and then you take it to the Lord, and you turn around and go back and get it, pick it up, and go try to fix it again. Have you got the message yet? There are some things only God can do.
That's right.
You can't do it.
Amen.
There are some things that are beyond you.
Amen.
There are some things that it takes the power of the Holy Spirit. It takes God moving in your life to deliver you. It takes God with an active part in your everyday activities that make you what you are.
Amen.
Unless you let God be in your life completely and let him potter you and mold you according to his likeness. But that's another thing. You know, I look at it. A lot of times folk act like that they assign the right to the scriptures to be written according to their lives. But the scriptures were written for us to follow the scriptures, not for the scriptures to follow us. And we adjust the scriptures to our needs. It's not that way. But this is how the world perceive it, put it to you in your mind to make you feel like life is that way. It's a lie, and the truth is not it. God said, let his word be true.
Amen.
He said, I am the truth. I am the truth. I am the light. He that worshipeth me, which worship me, in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Amen. At all times, amen, we're to worship the Lord in all our daily living, in all our daily doing, and we're going out and we're coming in. Amen. The Lord should come first in our lives.
Amen.
He come first with our children. He come first in everything that we do. Amen. Because this is our sustaining force.
Amen.
One of the things I like for us to do, remember, is that another thing is important is the anointing
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's important to have the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit makes the big difference in your life. You can have the Holy Ghost, yes. But sometimes if you don't have, if the anointing is not there, there's a lack of power.
Amen.
There's a lack of strength. But when the anointing is there, it doesn't take much.
Right.
Amen. The whole house of Lord is filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You can feel it just radiating.
Yeah.
Amen. Within the church, you feel it just radiating from person to person.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing
Amen.
When the power of God is moving. When you pray, pray under the anointing.
Yeah.
When you go down and you're in trouble, do it under the anointing. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost have control of what it's doing for your life.
Exactly.
Let God be the controller of your life.
Right.
Let him help you pick up the pieces. Sometimes the pieces are all over the place.
Amen.
Amen. They're everywhere. And you just got the best thing to do is just take your time, pick them up one by one, piece by piece. Lord, help me to overcome this problem. Lord, help me to overcome that problem. Lord, help me to move my mind to your mind. Not you to my mind. You know, so our job is to obtain the mind of Christ.
Yeah,
not Christ to obtain our mind.
Amen.
We get it kind of confused.
Yeah.
Many, many times. And it's a sad situation. But God is our strength. He's our very present help in a time of trouble.
Amen.
And that he will deliver you when you think deliverance is not possible. Amen. That's true. I was going down the highway on yesterday, and I was passing a point. And I said, you know, I brought back to my memory. I said, I was coming from Houston some years back, and just before I got to Texaco out there, I said, there were two cars in front of me. And the car that was the lead car hit the bridge. There used to be a bridge there. It hit the bridge, and he was just spinning around. In the middle of the thing, the car in front of me hit the car that hit the bridge. It is my turn next. So I'm rolling along about 80 miles an hour on a little Volkswagen, VW bus. And the thing to me, I just said, Jesus, I didn't have time to go into no long dissertation of prayer. It was quick.
Yeah.
It was quick. It just said, Jesus. Just like that, slid right on past. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I ain't have time to go, Lord, this is your humble service here. Oh, Lord, come to ask for your deliverance right now. I didn't have time for all that.
Right.
All I had time was Jesus.
Yeah.
And I need deliverance right then.
Right there.
It was happening. It was in the middle of it. You know, God had to do something right there. When I got to there and stopped, I saw all the debris out there, the car disintegrated, everything that was in front of me, the one in front of it, it had already gone over the bridge. And I got to get out of the van, and I just went to my knees. I didn't have no strength in my knees. I was just weak. I couldn't even stand up. I was so weak. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize how serious the situation is until it's already over.
Amen.
And God has already delivered us.
Amen.
If we learn to depend on Jesus, he is a mighty strong deliverer.
Yeah.
Amen. Pick up your pieces of your life. Don't let no man destroy you, ladies. Amen. Brothers, don't let no sisters destroy you. Amen. This is a serious thing we're dealing with today. Amen. There are folks that are destroying each other's lives because they're not taking time. They're selfish. They're not taking time to be patient with one another. It's all about what I want or what I need. Well, we got to learn that it's not about that. It's about what God wants me to do with my life in regards to you. And we'll find that we'll fare a lot better when we do that. I'm not going to continue to push you much longer, but I just wanted to share those words of thought with you. And I wanted you to think about how good God really is.
Amen.
Amen. How powerful God is. He said he'll never leave you or forsake you. Amen. He's the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And besides him, there is no other. Amen. Believe God. Trust in him with all your life. Amen. With all your soul. Let your whole family, everybody. If you got around a bunch of people that don't want to believe in God, stay away from them. Get away from the negatives. I don't like no negative people around me. Because that stuff feeds on you. And it weakens you. It tears down your strength. Your spiritual, I don't need no spiritual strength. Take it from me. I need all I get. I need every bit of it. Amen. To sustain me from day to day through life's problems, through life's challenges. And we have challenges every day. They come out of nowhere.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. They come out of nowhere. But we can overcome them through Christ Jesus. At this point in time, turn the service back over to the hands of Dr. Marshall. And may God bless you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for those wonderful words. Amen. Pick up the pieces. Amen. How many of us have some pieces? Amen. Amen. We got some pieces, multiple. But some of us have big pieces. Some got little pieces. Amen. Particles. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you know what? You know what? You know what? If you trust in the Lord, he'll get you home on broken pieces. Amen. If you trust in him, he'll get you home on broken pieces. And we thank the Lord for those right now. Words, you know, my father was saying that things can happen in a moment of time, and you wouldn't know it. Just a couple of months ago, you know, my dad was really up and strong, you know, about a month ago, and went into the gas station and just wasn't feeling well. And the lady behind the counter, you know, asked him if he was feeling okay, and he said no, he didn't think so. And so they called the ambulance and took him to the hospital, and turned out he had pneumonia then and some other complications that we've been talking about and praying about, but very curable. But it's caused him to be winded with his breathing, and it will be curable and is curable in the name of Jesus. But it's just an episode that has taken place in his life that he didn't expect. But he's still believing and trusting in the Lord. Amen. And still able to get up here and share with us a word from the Lord that I believe is a word that will help us. I know it will help me. Amen. As I trust the Lord in picking up the pieces of my life. And you know what we get out of that? Sometimes we sitting around waiting for other folk to pick up our pieces. Come on, y'all. Amen. God will give you the strength to pick up your own pieces. Quit waiting for somebody to come around and to help you and to give you a handout and to give you something. Say, Lord, give me the strength.
Amen.
And sometimes you don't have time to go into a long prayer. All you can say is Jesus. Amen. Come on, come on. Because if you can get out the blood of Jesus, that'd be just as good. Amen. 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 But we thank the Lord for that. If you're here today and you need to know the Lord as your Savior, so we're standing up on our feet if you can't stand. If you need to know the Lord as your Savior, the door of the church is open. This is your opportunity to come to him. The Bible says that we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. And it is about faith. It is about faith. It is about believing.
Oh, yes.
And the moment that you are saved, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you remain in belief, the Bible says that you will have eternal salvation with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I believe that if you're here today and you need to know him as your Savior, this is your opportunity to be saved. Maybe you have not been doing all that you know that you need to be doing. You just want to rededicate your life back unto the Lord. This too is your opportunity to come and to rededicate your life unto the Lord. Or maybe you're just standing in the need of prayer. You looked around, look around. You looked around and you've seen that you've got some broken pieces. Amen. And you want to get them pieces back in order. Come on up here to the altar. Amen. We'll bring your broken pieces with you. Amen. Amen. Grab your bag, grab your bucket, grab your wheelbarrow, some of you grab your dump truck, bring your broken pieces. Praise the Lord on up here to the altar. We're fixing broken pieces right now.
Amen.
Amen. And remember, God has made you. Amen. He potted. Listen, he's the potter. You are the clay. Amen. Ain't no need to sitting around talking about, Lord, why I got all these broken pieces. God said, I can do something with them. God can do something with them. So if you're standing there in need of prayer, come on up to the altar. Amen. Come on up to the altar. Now, if you have perfected this Christian walk, stay over there where you are. But if you're still working on it and you can come up to the altar, come on up to the altar. Amen. If you got mad at somebody, you griped at somebody this week and you wanted to cuss them out, come on up to the altar. Hallelujah. If you took something that wasn't yours, even if it was time from your boss on the job, when you stayed out a little bit long in lunch when you should have been at work, come on up to the altar. Amen. Get yourself on up to the altar. Amen. 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 If your husband or wife asked you to do something for them and you gave them a snarl instead of a yes, honey, I'd be more than willing and happy to do it for you, come on up to the altar. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Look how we got. Listen, ain't that amazing? Amen. Amen, amen. All I just did was just describe, see, what the broken pieces look like.
Right.
See, the problem with us not picking up the broken pieces is because we don't know what they look like.
All right.
We look at the situation and we think that it's all right, but it's really broken.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Amen. Because as the preacher said, listen, the enemy has turned the truth into a lie.
That's true, right.
Up has become down, in has become out. Amen. And so we have to know how to see what God wants us to see. The Bible calls it one word, discernment. Amen. God give us discernment. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Carlo, come on up here. Amen. 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 I want you just to pray for us. Praise the Lord as the Lord leads you this morning. And we thank the Lord for your presence. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Lord, Father, we thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for giving us an understanding, Lord, Father. Lord, we thank you for giving us a desire to change, Lord, God, a desire to want to pick up the broken pieces in our lives, Lord, Father. Lord, sometimes we don't understand what you're doing and why you're doing it for us, Lord, God, and why you're doing it to us. But we know that you are in control. We know that you are the author of our lives, Lord Father. You are the Alpha and Omega, Lord God. We know that if you've given it to us, Lord Father, it's for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Lord God, work out every situation, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Work out every trial, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Restore every home right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all the souls and the saints that have come right now, Lord God, asking you to make a move, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, some of us are in situations that we can't take it any longer, Lord Father. Lord, we need your help. We need your deliverance. We need you right now, Lord God. So we calling out Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. I can't describe any other way, Lord Father. I can't say it no other way, Lord God. My marriage needs help, Lord God. My children need help, Lord God. My financial situation needs help right now, Lord God. My aunts need help right now. The people in prison need help right now, Lord God. Those on their deathbed need help right now, Lord God. Those burn victims need help right now, Lord God. The sick need help right now, Lord God. We need you, Father. The poor right now need help, God.
Yes, yes.
The ones who have lost their mind need restoration right now, God. Those who are thinking about committing suicide need your help right now, God. The young woman right now, God, who's crying because she was raped last night, needs your help, God. It's not about us, Lord Father, so help us to see That even though we're going through hell, we still got a word in our belly. We still got a word in our spirit. To reach out and touch somebody. To reach out and say, God still loves you. To reach out and say, you can make it. You can pick up the broken pieces. Lord Father, we thank you. Somebody, you better realize that deliverance is here right now. I better somebody begin to praise God. If somebody began to say, God, I believe you right now. I believe you right now. See, some of you are in a situation where you don't even understand because it seems like you got good things happening in your life. But as well as those good things are happening in your life, it seems like on the other hand, all hell is breaking loose. But I'm here to tell you right now, it's for a purpose. It's for a reason. It's for a greater understanding. It's for a deliverance. It's so that you can open up your mind and understand that even though all things that are happening in my life, I cannot control. That you just got to sit back and say, Jesus. Jesus. The man of God said all he could say was Jesus. That means I didn't have any other word in my mouth. I didn't have any other meaning to bring forth. You know why? Because there is no greater name. There is no greater deliverer. There is no greater healer. There is no greater deliverer. There is no greater healer. He, the man of God, said that God can do something great for you. He said that he can take the broken pieces. That's what the potter does. He can take a broken piece and put it back together. It says all it takes is the massaging hands of God. All it takes is the massaging hands of God to work out the kinks, to work out the bad things that are going on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Stand in the gap for your family. Stand in the gap for your brother. Stand in the gap for your church. Lord Father, we thank you. Thank you for letting me come into your house one more time. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. For everything that you are doing right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And saints, I want you to stretch your hands towards the man of God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I want you to pray like this is your Father. I want you to pray like this is your Father. I want you to pray like this is your family. Lord Father, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, we speak strength right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, there is nothing that you cannot do, Lord God. You are in control, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You have all power in your hands right now, Lord Father. There is nothing, Lord God, that you cannot do, Lord. Lord, I touch the feet of this man of God right now. Lord, we ask for your strength right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your healing throughout his body right now, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your strength right now, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for going inside of this man's body, Lord God. Working out everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bringing his blood back in order, Lord Father. Bringing his lungs back in order, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, giving him strength, Lord God. Giving him peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Lord, anoint him right now, Lord God. This servant of God, hallelujah.
You are restored, Lord Jesus. Restore his health, God.
Oh, hallelujah, Father. Oh, I wish somebody believed. I wish somebody still believed in healing. I wish somebody still believed in healing. I wish somebody still believed in healing. See, sometimes we don't even believe no more. But we believe right now. I know there's some saints in this place that believe. I know there's some saints that understand it's for a reason. We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, put it in the Lavayasha. Oh, put it in the Lavayasha.
He is healed, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together. Somebody put your hands together for deliverance. Somebody put your hands together for victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.